Proclamation number 9023, dated the July 23rd, 1965. Prehistoric people? And if you think that I let you believe something that is wrong, you must always consider that you harbor intellectual misconceptions, since the intellect can easily interfere if your contact with me is not firmly established. But also consider that I always endeavor to clarify even seemingly apparent discrepancies, for you shall be instructed according to truth. The slow development towards assent often led people to believe that it was to be understood as a purely physical development, hence relating to the external form. However, only the spiritual development was meant by it. The ascent of the substances of soul within every individual work of creation. And thus my work of creation included countless external forms, which in groups can certainly be referred to as the same creations, but which, even then, still consisted of infinitely many groups where one differed again from the other but always continued as the same species. Thus there can be no question of higher development as such. However, as the substances of soul continued to mature, new external forms also arose time and again, which only were concluded when the work of creation, man, came into being, who then had to fulfill the lost task on earth, to spiritualize himself, to change himself into the living creation he had been in the beginning, in order to then be able to end his earthly path and return to me from where he had originated. The fact that all these prehistoric creations had to contribute towards this change was an exceedingly happy process for me, which sooner or later had to lead to success. Yet to inform a human being of this, who only has a limited intellectual capacity, is only possible to some degree. Albeit in the state of light he can instantly comprehend all correlations and the purpose of every external form. But for earthly life it is enough if he receives sufficient light in order to roughly grasp the process of return, so that he can also give his fellow human beings a faint idea about the meaning and purpose of creation. And then it depends on every individual person as to what extent he will delve into my eternal plan of salvation, which only ever aims to achieve my living creation's happiness. Amen.